Okay, welcome back to open session. We've gone along a little longer than the anticipated adjournment time, so I'm just going to restate that. It's 12:09. Hopefully we will adjourn 12:30 at the latest, if not sooner. Okay, we need to take appropriate action in relation to closed session items. I would like to invite a motion for renewal of the director's contract for the school year 2026 through 27. May I have a motion?
I motion to renew the current director's contract for the school year 2026 through 2027.
Okay, so Elizabeth Chesley motions. May I get a second?
I'll second.
Jana Ray Warren seconds. Now, this is a unique vote. This is one where we will require individual responses. So instead of saying all in favor, I'm going to ask you individually for your vote, okay? Shelby Bridges had to leave. She wrote her vote down and gave it to Marisa Granado for recording. So we'll start with Shelby.
Shelby Bridges votes no.
Okay. I'll just wait a moment for you to record that. We'll go on to...
I'll vote next.
Marisa Granado.
I, Marisa Granado, vote no.
Okay. Jana Ray Warren.
Nay.
Nay. I'll just give just a moment for her to catch up.
It's okay, I got it.
Matt McDonald.
I, Matt McDonald, vote nay.
Nay. Okay. Elizabeth Chesley.
I vote nay.
Jamie Adams. Nay. The motion has not passed. We will not be renewing the director's contract for the 26-27 school year. Okay, that has been recorded. It's public. So because of the nature of this, we do ask those in the public that are here. Well, let me not ask it. Let me say this first. This was not done lightly. Okay, the board has been distressed for some time over the nature of this type of decision. This was not done lightly, and we will do everything in our power to make the transition smooth. That said, we do ask for a couple of hours grace so that we have the luxury of contacting him ourselves first with this information, we meaning the board. Okay, just give us a couple hours before you discuss it openly. We've already done public comments, so we're not going to open that up at this point. And so I don't have anything else. Board members, is there anything that you would like to say?
I'd say we did not take this lightly whatsoever. It's been on our minds constantly. Each one of us, I can't speak for the others, but I like Brian. I do. So, and then in light of recent circumstances, I think that you can't not take that into account. I'm sure all of us have lost sleep over this. It was not an easy thing to vote on.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate your kindness and consideration in this. Any other thoughts, comments?
It was not a decision made lightly. I am grateful for the board and the discussion and the open discussion and the honesty and the forthrightness. I don't really have much more to say. I'm sorry.
I have so many emotions.
I know.
Is she scared?
No, she's just.
I think she had to get her students or something. Can you tell me her name?
Maddie.
Kirichewski.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. Maddie K.
Yeah.
Just a lot.
We care a lot about this school. Every one of us do.
So do I.
Yeah.
I'm just scared going into this whole thing again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know.
She had to deal with it, and for having her, just for so many things.
Yeah.
It's like,
no, I appreciate the emotion, and I appreciate the emotion. Anyone can tell that about me here. So, let it flow. I appreciate what he's done. I appreciate that as a parent, coming out of and being so committed to homeschooling, and then him being kind of like one of the first faces to bring us out of that and bring us here, I have so much gratitude.
I think he was the right person for the right time, and he got us on the right trajectory. And I was part of the hiring committee, and there were he was the right person at the right time.
I agree.
And I feel like he has to know that. That has to be let know. I mean, communicate that to him, right? I mean, just appreciation.
So I feel like, again, moving forward, the fact is, and with the director's evaluation that we had, you know, high marks in a lot of these areas and all of that. And of course, there's always room for improvement. But Brian, all in all, brought a lot to the table and much success for what I have been able to observe, for the success that has taken place for the last couple of years here. We have discussed, and one thing that I would like to see in this transition, because I feel like the timing is perhaps a very optimum timing to make this transition with the circumstances that he's facing in his life as well. But I would like to see if we could have the opportunity as a board and as a faculty and as a community to be able to recognize as he makes his exit, and perhaps honor him in certain areas of what he has done and brought to the school. And you know, be able to recognize him for all the good things that he's brought to the table as well, so that it's a transition where everybody feels like, you know, everybody's valued and recognized and heard and appreciated. And so even if it's naming something after him or having an assembly where we recognize his efforts and all of that, because each of us brings something to the table. Mm-hmm. And everybody has their seasons. And so I just feel like we as a board, I'll speak for the board because I know they feel that way too, we would like the opportunity to be able to do that. And as we move forward to make this transition. So thank you for your input. Thank you for everybody filling out the evaluation and for showing up every day, even when you're dressed weird today.
This is my normal.
With your mismatched clothes today. So anyway, but thank you for the opportunity. And
thanks for being
it's
here.
Been a, I personally have had the opportunity to serve on many boards, statewide, local wise, even one that the governor had me serve on. So I've had the opportunity to serve on boards. And this board is an exceptional board. Mm-hmm. You've had great leaders and a wonderful staff here. So I'm appreciative of being part of this win-win team. There we are. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny. Any other comments before I close things up? I just have one other matter just of clarification for moving forward. Everybody good? Okay. We will be contacting Brian ourselves about this. We will be communicating with him on next steps and transitions. We ask at this time that Cassidy Havens with an S will please continue as the interim director. And we still have to decide as a board what the transition is going to look like. There may be a time period where he comes back for a bit. There may not. We have to decide some of those things and see how Brian's feeling about that. So it's not going to be a whatever, just point blank, but we do ask you to move forward with the teacher letting people know that they can come back. What are the forms?
The contracts.
Contracts. Those are the things that we're worried about as being a need. If you would just please, yeah, expedite that however you can this week. I mentioned to you, but I'll just say it for the public record, I did let them know that something would be said by the latest Monday of next week. So just as soon as they can know that their jobs are secure, any who choose a desire to come back.
Okay.
Additionally, we will be putting together another hiring committee. Ideally, that is three people from the board. Not me, because I'm the person who's going to be working with them, and I don't want to have a vote on the director themselves. I mean, I will vote to ratify the hiring committee's recommendation, okay? But if I'm not part of the hiring committee's discussion on who to hire, it works out better as the board chair for me to have some distance. We will find three people from our committee that are able and willing to do that. We need three people from school who are interested in that process as well.
Okay.
If you would be, give us a couple hours before you say that.
I'm just making a list for myself.
Okay. That button just reminds me.
We should do a vote like we did last time. Allow teachers to maybe vote on who they think would be best.
Would might be a good representatives. And,
right.
And we're going to have to move rather quickly. This is the time of the year to be doing this. So it's just a reminder for the public record. Many people have been coming to this after weeks in our case, or maybe months of emotion. So when you come down to it and you're trying to be professional, it may seem that you haven't been had an emotional response or really gone through the difficulty of what this actually means. I reiterate that the board has been through the gamut with making this decision, and we do not make it lightly, and we will do absolutely everything that we can to ensure that things move forward as smooth as possible. Thank you for your support. I'm going to close the meeting with that. Our next board meeting right now is scheduled for May 14th at 6 p.m. in this conference room. We may have to have meetings before then. I will let you know. May I have a motion to adjourn?
I'm motion to adjourn.
I second.
Generate Warren motions. Elizabeth Chesley seconds. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Any abstain? Motion passes. The time is 12:22 p.m. Thank you all. Just a minute to stop the recording.